Thank you so much for checking out the Bryant Park Project. From NPR News, if you like what you hear, you can hear it all the darn time because we are there online at npr.org/Bryant Park. My name is Allison Stewart. Sitting in, my guest host today, NPR's media correspondent, David Falkenflik. Okay, David, we've read the front page.
Yeah.
You know, we read Beef Recall. We've heard the news from Matt Martinez. Let's loosen up a little bit. Time for the news that's just barely fit to print. Oh, he's stretching. He's ready.
Oh, yeah.
To ramble. Rah. All right, usually you go to libraries, public libraries. Some lady in the cat-eye glasses with the sweater with the chain is going, shh, pipe down. Not so in southeastern Michigan. They are cranking Guitar Hero and Dance Dance Revolution. Apparently, the public library has this... They're into a mission to get young people to come to the library, so they figured, well... Bring a video game and they will come. They have a collection of about 1,800 games. 1,300 of them are checked out regularly. And they've started holding these monthly competitions for Guitar Hero at the Rochester Hills Public Library.
You know, I was thinking good luck with that. But actually, they've had good luck.
And they're sort of embracing the whole idea that video games help build cognitive skills. And the tournaments encourage good, clean, fun, and socializing, and also get kids actually into the library near the books, which are near the video games.
And you hate to hear that kids go off to college without the notion of how to airpick.
Exactly. And now this librarian in Rochester, who I like so much, is she just really very realistic about the whole thing? She says, quote, getting teens to come to the library is right up there with getting them to go to church. It's not exactly the first place they want to go, unless there's a Guitar Hero competition. So, smart lady.
A wing and a prayer, I guess.
Winger and a prayer.
There you go. A couple other things here. When you hear about a $14.3 million license plate, especially one in the United Arab Emirates, you probably imagine a gold and diamond encrusted one. Nope, it's aluminum. But the number on it is worth its weight in gold. Number one.
Number one. It's important to be number one.
Well, you know, in California, where I grew up, we had vanity plates. But this is extreme vanity. It gets its own reality show. In addition, if you think about television and it's rotting your brain,
yes,
maybe it doesn't.
There's
a really smart guy out there who says there are at least 10 good TV shows that do not insult your intelligence and may actually cultivate it.
Wow.
Jim Wardell, chairman of the uber-brilliant group of folks at Mensa International, gave us his list of the 10 most intelligent shows ever in honor of the end of the Hollywood writer's strike.
All right, let me hear.
Here's the list, but let's start from the top and go backwards. Really smart people know how to do that. I've got to try. Number 10, in honor of our own Trish McKinney, Jeopardy.
Three-time Jeopardy champion, Trisha McKinney.
That's what I'm talking about. Number 9, Mad About You. Number 8...
Paul Reiser is smart.
Well, you know,
I
will say his friend on that show I see all the time in my new neighborhood, so I'm a little softer on it than I once was. Number 8, Frasier.
All right, I get that.
Number 7, All in the Family. Sort of a historical nod, you know.
Sure.
Archie Bunker, Queens dealing with race.
I learned a new word, okay.
All right. Number 6, Boston Legal.
I would agree with that.
You would agree
with
that.
Just keeping up with the banter.
Really?
The witty repartee.
You're all about David E. Kelly?
You have to pay attention.
Yeah,
and be able to process.
I guess you do, and you got to like William Shatner.
Yeah, of course.
Number 5, West Wing. If you want rapid banter,
you can't
do better than West Wing. And you're... you know, willing to put up with a lot of self-congratulation in the process.
Yes.
Number 4, House.
Oh, that could
over
send
on
you...
the Fox.
Yes, that could send you out Googling all kinds of ologies and various body parts and biology and medical terms, so sure.
Yeah, I just like the meanness when I've seen it. I'm in favor of the meanness. Number 3, CSI. 3 probably of the most familiar initials on television. Number 2, Cosmos with Carl Sagan.
Billions and billions.
Billions and billions of years ago that was on television. Number 1, MASH.
Huh.
The 4077.
Well, historical. I think missing from this list, Gilmore Girls. Have you ever tried to keep up with an episode of Gilmore Girls?
I can honestly say no. I have never tried to keep up with an episode of Gilmore Girls.
The references that fly, that is one of the smartest, was one of the smartest shows.
I just got to ask the one question, and you hate to do this to somebody who's been kind enough to provide us with this, but how smart can a guy be who leaves out Arrested Development?
People, everybody in the control room says yes.
I'm getting not one, but two thumbs up from the control room.
And finally, there are going to be high fives over at High Times today, I think. the magazine that's known for, you know, promoting marijuana use. But this is Above Board, a group of doctors fighting to give glaucoma patients access to marijuana. The American College of Physicians, over 100,000 doctors deep, calling on the federal government to ease restrictions on medical marijuana. The group says it's time to end the cannabis controversy, accept the science that pot has demonstrated benefits and medicinal promise. It's a 13-page position paper posted on the website Thursday. What they really want is the marijuana to be dropped from a Schedule 1 drug classification, which it shares with heroin and LSD.
And so, that sound that you just heard somewhere softly was Seth Rogen waking up and saying, dude.
That is The Ramble. You can find these stories and so much more on our website, npr.org/Brian Park.